Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Divine Channel with Diana Kirschenbach. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Diana, welcome back.
Well, hi. How are you doing? So,
having trouble.
Are you able to hear? Okay. So am I cutting out already?
No, you're fine. I'm just having a little bit of trouble with controls. There's a bit of a delay, but you're sounding just fine and doing well. How about
everything is feeling better this week. I've just noticed. I hope other people are also feeling that. We seem to be in a place of strength, you know, rebuilding in strength. That feels really good. 2 weeks ago, I was teaching a lilac class, and that's why I wasn't live. So I just put that gong meditation, and I think it did come through a little bit clearer when it was just, you know, put directly in the system. So
yes,
that's pretty neat. I was hoping we could take callers today, and, you know, it could be anything. It could be a reading if you want a regular reading. It could be if you want a message from the Ascended Masters. You know, you could just call and say, can you give me a message? And I'll get whatever comes in through the masters. But that would be great.
Well, lines are packed, as they always are when you're here. So let's just dive in then. So let's go to the first call. First caller, you're showing up as all ones. You're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Where are you calling in from?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from New Jersey. I was unsure. I didn't know you could hear me. I'm interested in hearing a message.
Okay. So I'm just going to tune in, and maybe you can tune in too. Just close your eyes and breathe if you're in a place to do that.
Okay.
Allow yourself to feel the energy of all of the masters here today. Also, God, source energy, and allow just your heart to fill with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So their message is about bravery for you.
They
are very happy. They're very happy with the progress and how you've been really brave when Spirit has asked you to. So even when maybe you were too afraid to do something, they're noticing that you're doing it anyway. So they're very happy with that. Spending some time in quiet and connecting with God every day is really important. So if you can make sure you make time to do that on the busy days too, and just to check in to reset your energy, prepare for whatever's next with you. But they say you've been handling all of the new changes beautifully, and they're very happy and proud of you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Can you do a reading?
I can. What would you like to ask?
Okay, I'm really curious about a male friend that keeps asking me to marry him, and his initials are RFP.
So right before this show, the guide sometimes will give me a little heads up on things that we're going to handle. But over the past, I guess it's been about a month, I realized that when the twin flame has a twin flame consciousness, and what a twin flame is, it's almost like a soul made for you, the perfect soul made for you. And when you hear twin, you think everybody may have one. that is their twin. But as it turns out, I've handled so many different cases where people have up to like 36. I mean, that's the highest so far that I've personally told somebody about. But depending where they're from, they may have more twin flames. I'm not sure exactly why. I learn as I go. And, you know, when I do know more, I would share it. But the energy of the person that you're asking about feels like one of your twin flames.
Okay.
So when that happens, and what that's really like is there's a closeness with them because they were made for you. You know, my husband is mine, you know, but that's, we don't always end up married to a twin flame. Sometimes they could be somebody close in your family. It could be a mom, a sister, a brother. It can be things like that. But sometimes you do get to be with them in a romantic way too. But it's absolute unconditional love. When it's at its best, it's unconditional love. And no one's wanting from each other. They just are. So you have that potential with this person, but I feel like your situation is kind of tricky. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how, you know what they mean by that, but it happens sometimes.
He says he knew this since we were in grammar school. He always said that he was going to marry me. For me, I'm just very unsure. He wanted to come a little before the COVID situation took place to get engaged. We talk all the time. We were always on the phone. We're talking. He always tells me how much he loves me and stuff. It's me. I'm just really unsure because I kind of like someone else. So I don't know.
Okay. So you're still not sure.
Right.
The other person, are we not going to talk about that one?
Oh, sure. I can tell you his initials are JW. I feel so. His initials are JW.
Okay. So when I sit in the energy of your energy with this JW, I feel a lot of sporadic root chakra energy and sacral and, you know, where it's almost to the point where I would say it's close to toxic at times. Is that how it actually is to you or no?
No, you know what? We're really good friends, and what we do all the time is talk about the Bible, and we share scripture verses once or twice a week, and we'll talk about a few other things, and that's just really it. But I just feel more, I don't know, I just feel something more for him.
Okay. So I know you asked about the other one, but I was feeling that other one. And I understand that this isn't my business and all of that, but it feels really calm and it feels still with the first one you mentioned.
Okay.
So if you ever sit in meditation, feel your energy and then bring in that other person and just see what the energies are like together. The first one you mentioned, it's like a perfect match.
I believe it is. Sometimes I just want to be in the driver's seat. So I just want to, I don't know, just pick the other one just because. But I think the first one is a better match for me. I do.
Okay. So then I did the same thing with the other. So you feel your energy and then you add the other person in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is electrical and things like that. But in the end, you're going to probably want the first one.
Okay.
But I know, but you have to figure it out on your own. You have to date the other one and just come up with your own truth. But those are just some of the ways you can do that.
I know it's the other one. I just needed to hear it again. I know it is.
It's in your heart. I don't know how you walk away from it. When you know that it's the person, it's the person, even if it's difficult, even if it takes, you know, moving on from old habits and things like that. They're just, that first one would be that happy life where you would co-create together.
Okay.
You would grow spiritually together and it would be nice, but you have to do the one that you feel drawn to go to, obviously. So, well, I hope that helps. I'm glad you called.
This is great. It helps a great deal. I know what I need to do and it's the first one. So I appreciate you saying everything that you said, and I knew that anyway. I just needed reassurance. I needed to hear it again, so I thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm sending you a big hug. I hope you feel it.
Sure,
bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
All right, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. We'd like to follow along, those of us playing our at home. Let's go next to 575. 575, you're up live with Diana. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah, it's Rohana. Hi. Hi, Diana. And
hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm feeling so lethargic. I have all these things I could do, and I'm just, all I've been doing is being lethargic and just soaking things in. So I would like a reading and maybe some encouragement from guides or the angels are with me. They help me. So whoever wants to come in, the archangels. Or...
Okay. So we're just going to allow whatever comes in because I feel like they're going to come in and answer for you.
Yes.
Oh, and okay. So I hear Babaji, and Babaji is talking like, oh, Johanna, you know, like that. Like this is, it's all okay. It's all okay. It's all well. You are beautiful. You are creative. And in this time of change, being tired is normal. They're saying it's just normal. If you can just realize your energy is being used for other things and not your everyday, and you might be working really hard in the spiritual realm and you might need to rest. You know, so they really want you to just not have guilt, not have blame, just be in that energy and don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because you're going to start picking up soon. Do you feel you're doing a lot of energy work with your solar plexus? Like you're sending out huge waves of energy to whatever part of the world that you're working on. And sometimes when I check in, I can kind of see. And I see you connecting with Africa on some level. So I don't know, you may be doing some kind of earth healing.
That. Okay. That
did you
explain?
Did you feel that?
Well, I've been. I keep having dreams with these like black healers, men, and they're working with me, and then but I'm with them. And so it may be having to do with Africa. I couldn't figure out what was going on, you know, and I didn't know
it's
if I was helping people on the other side. You know,
yes,
a lot
you
of times
also.
I put people on the bus, I put people on the airplane a lot, you know, and I do that and I see them off, you know, and, I didn't know.
Kind
if
of
that
fun?
Was,
The guides would like you to talk about your bus. Yes, the guides would like you to just share with people that maybe don't know what you mean by putting people on the bus.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Okay, so when people are crossing to the other side and they need to move on, a lot of times they assemble somewhere, you know, the souls assemble somewhere. And I think what I'm doing a lot of the time is I'm helping them to move on, and it's probably metaphorical. It's just probably something to help. If they get on a bus or they get on a plane, then they accept it more to go into the next level. And so I think I'm appearing as their like their wives or as somebody in their families because we kiss each other and I help them get settled, and then I get off and they go on. So it helps them to move their soul to move to the next plane, literally.
Okay. So do you talk to them individually, or is it just something you watch yourself do, like groups of people crossing over? How do you see it?
Yeah, I actually, it's like, I don't realize it. Like if I remember it the next day, I realize what happened. But it's, I think I'm appearing to be like somebody they love, and helping them to, it's individual, I'm talking to them, and I'm having these conversations with them, like I've known them all my lives, you know, or all my life, and we've been intimate, and I just say, you know, I kiss them goodbye, and I settle them down, and I say, you know, and have a good trip. I don't know what it is I exactly say, Or if I'm saying it in English, I don't know. It's just the process. So a lot of times that makes me tired.
But you can feel that's just part of the work that you do. You know, and you might be mentally tired.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be tired the next day after doing it. Sometimes it's intense, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's okay. It's just I'll be wondering, you know, is this something for me personally, or is it I'm doing this at a different level, you know, as a helper. And
yeah, they said you're doing it as a different level. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So that confirms what I'm doing. So it's not just I'm having some weird dreams.
So are you getting difficult cases, or are they natural passings that you're just guiding them on, or are they people that are a little bit stuck?
Well, a few times they've been not in earlier times, not recently, but in earlier times, I've had wars, like people in wars, like where a woman was with her child and he was bleeding and his arm was, severed or something like that. And I was helping them somehow. And that was pretty deep. But that was a while ago. I think that was during the Iran wars or Iraq wars. I don't remember, but I just was having a lot. Oh, boy, those were real hard. But now it's more like a pleasant thing. And I feel close with these people. But I realize they think I'm somebody else. And it's just to help them because I look familiar and they feel like they can move on and they feel more comfortable. They're not like lost, like they're not on their own, that I'm with them and I'll help them get on. It's sort of like comforting or something.
Oh, they're letting me see what you look like to those people that you're helping. And you do have some wings, but they almost look like butterfly wings. You know, they're just, they're all you, you know, they're creative and artistic like you. So I'm sure you put them all at ease. So can you do one more?
What's that?
I would like you to do one more thing for us. Is that okay? Are you on board?
I'm here.
Okay. They would like you to go in your heart. So just sit in your heart, in your heart chakra, that room that's just all kinds of love where God puts whatever it is in your heart. Sit there and breathe until you see, feel, or know it, and then just share what it is.
I'm assisting. I'm getting about my sister, because that's what I was going to ask about, and I'm sad about her. She's getting dementia, and I'm wondering what to do for her, and if my work can help her.
It absolutely can. Is she still, she still recognizes you, and you can still talk and all of that? Okay,
see,
so you'll do that as much as you can.
What is that?
You can do that as much as you can by calling her, but they also they do want you to spend time connecting with her telepathically too, and just sitting and asking her. Yeah, she's here now with us, so you know, and that's one of those things. When I opened up, I had no idea that you could talk to live people. You know, I just thought it was spirits, right? And then there was this one time where I thought it was like a creepy guide or something, but it was my husband, and he's not creepy, but, you know, like a spirit guide shouldn't like you like that. And they said, Diana, that's your husband. They said, that's your husband. I said, but he's not dead. And they're like, well, you can talk to everyone's soul when they're still alive. But if you check in with her, she feels relatively peaceful, like right now, just connecting with her.
Okay.
I said, would you say you're happy? And she said yes.
But she's
aware of what's going on, so I'm sure that's a little frightening for her. But you do energy work.
Yeah.
I would keep sending her energy healing.
Okay. I want to do a Zoom with her or something, or because I do stuff with my meridians, and I want to put something together for her, and it's just taking me the longest time to do it. But I feel like what you're saying, just giving her the energy, just sharing with her my heart and the loving and the calm would help her too.
Absolutely. And she's really sweet. And she appreciates you. You know that.
I know.
Okay. Spirit says I've got to move on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But you know I would talk to you. I would talk to you for the whole hour.
I'll call you again.
All right.
I'll check
thank
you.
You.
I love you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. And lines are packed. Lines are really packed. So let's just go to the next caller. Next caller, you're showing up as all ones. You're now live with Diana. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello.
Kiana from New Jersey.
Can you repeat that? You're a little bit far away.
This is Kiana from New Jersey.
Kiana.
Okay. So did you have a question? Or are you looking for a message? What would you like today?
Yeah, I'm looking for a message from Spirit and a love reading.
Okay. So is there a person that you want me to give you information about, the two of you together, or what is it you're looking to know?
No, there's no person, but I want to find out, like, what's going to happen. Like, is there anyone coming or...
Okay. So right now, if everything stays like it is, it feels like everything is locked down in that area. Are you wanting to connect with someone?
Yeah.
You feel ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So do me a favor, go in your heart. Just go inside your heart like it's a room to sit with God or Source or the universe. And I'm going to see what's going on there because I don't even know. Can you feel the tightness in your body?
Yeah.
I don't know how sensitive you are, but breathe into that. When you breathe into that tightness, it's either going to release or we're going to see what it is. It's like the secret to your happiness, whatever we're in right now. We got to breathe into it and see what it is. So what I heard was, because they're only going to allow me to see what's okay with you.
Okay.
But your love for others is what's blocking you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So is it family members or something like that?
It could be, yeah.
Are you okay if I balance your energy real quick? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's only connected with the highest source and just allow that energy to come in and relieve any blockages that we're allowed to remove, that there's divine timing to remove. And let us know if there's anything that's blocking you from receiving or giving love fully. They said you just need to let go of the thing that happened 3 years ago. Do you know what that is for yourself?
I'm not really sure. Could it be like an ex-boyfriend, something that happened with an ex-boyfriend or family?
It might be more related to family. Because you wouldn't think that family's going to block you, but there really is something really strong there.
Yeah, it could be something that, because a lot of different stuff happens, so it could be that.
So I can show you exactly what it is for your own mind, and if you don't want people to know that are listening, you don't have to say. But just breathe into that tightness, and I'm going to hold you exactly in the blockage. Okay, so it's coming into you now, whatever it is. you know, it feels like fear, something fear-based. So has something popped in your head that, you know, all you have to do is say, I know what it is, if you know, and then you don't have to share it.
I'm not really sure, because a lot of different stuff happened. I'm not sure what it is. I want to find out.
Okay, so let's go in it a little bit more. It's free will, so I'm limited in how much I can see of it, but I can totally hold you in it so you can see it.
Okay.
I feel like it's forgiveness of a male. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a little bit.
So does that narrow it down to a couple people?
Say that again?
Does that narrow it down so you know within a couple of people who it is?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure it out. Could it be like a uncle or a cousin?
Cousin. Cousin, yes. So
yeah,
is that
I'm not,
something
I'm
you
not
can...
really sure.
Okay. So even though we don't exactly know what it is, and I can tell I'm not allowed to see it exactly because it's not for everyone to know, right? It's your own personal stuff. So just allow the universe, the highest place, God or source, just to have whatever that is. I feel like it's something you're not ready to forgive, or it doesn't make sense to you to forgive it right now. And just give it up. Give it up to the universe because it's blocking you from being able to find love.
Okay.
And I understand whoever it is probably hurt you in a way that, you know, it's hard to forgive. That's what it feels like to me. But
yeah.
Let's still give it up and let
okay.
it go. But can you could do it now, you know. Okay, there.
Okay.
So I'm hearing that you will find love if you go outside of your comfort area. So now at least I can see what's in the physical world that's blocking you. So if you're not comfortable going in like groups, of, like meetup groups, singles groups, it might be something like that, you know, where it's not where you normally go, but that little bit of a stretch is going to take you wherever God is pointing you. So when you get the idea and it just makes you nervous, one of the times just be brave and take spirit's lead on whatever it is, because you'll end up at the right place at the right time and you will meet that person you're looking for. But you do still have to work on some forgiveness, like if you've got anybody in your life that you haven't forgiven, because those are just blocks to hearing God and feeling love. You know, you could meet the person that was meant for you and you could just not feel anything just because you have it blocked. So we want you to fully be able to sense where spirit wants to connect you and it not be a fear-based thing. But
okay.
They said be patient. Be patient, and I think that's all they have for you today. So I will be sending you a hug and some love. And
okay.
Can you give us a call? Give us a call back when you find your guy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, keep in touch, and all the best. Next up, we're going to area code 863. 863, you're live with Diana. What's your first name, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to get on so quick. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida.
Hello.
You sound so happy today. Wow, Julia, you sound good.
Well, thank you.
So, fill us in. What's happened since the last time we talked? What good
well,
things?
Well, I've still have moving on my mind. I feel like, you know, I'm trying not to, you know, get too focused on all the negative things going on in the world and just trying to, you know, heal and, you know, start taking some steps forward.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to move for a while and I keep putting it on the back burner. But I feel like that's kind of like the story of my life. I'm like spinning my wheels on the back burner. So
oh
I feel like,
goodness.
You know, I need to, you know, make some movement, make some change. And I've always wanted to live near the water, and I live in Florida, but toward the center, you know, the center of the state, and by Orlando.
Right.
And I'd like to move like over on the western side of the state where the Gulf of Mexico is.
Okay.
So I've been kind of, you know, looking. I signed up on a couple real estate sites just to get notifications of rentals and that. And so far I haven't really, you know, landed on that place that's going to fit my budget and all that good stuff.
But you feel excited again. You feel excited. You feel like you're in action to make these changes in your life. It feels like you're in a really good place. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to it. I just, you know, sometimes I kind of backslide into, oh no, you know, go into fear and worry about everything. But, you know, some days it's easier to feel hopeful. And that's a lot of it, is just feeling hopeful, you know.
Well, I hope you get a really good deal on a home or wherever you're looking to live. I hope you find the perfect place, because it feels like you're doing everything right. I think the guides wanted to let you know they have seen your progress and they're very happy. You know, we've talked, you're a beautiful soul, and I think you're starting to see that and really know that you are, that you're amazing. I think that's a good word.
Awesome.
So you didn't, do you have a question? Are you just checking in to let us know that everything's going great? Because that's great too.
Well, actually, I didn't know if maybe you'd seen anything for me in the way of, you know, connecting with that place, or you know, I'll need to find employment in that. So any guidance around, you know, if that's like a good place for me, will it be a good fit? Maybe like St. Augustine, Clearwater area. Does
they
that
say
feel
yes.
like? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you're and, checking, and everything you're connecting with is the right place. So I can feel like you're hearing spirit or your gut or whatever it is that you're going by right now, but you're finding it. So you're not missing it. And once you make a decision, then they can let the rest of it fall in place for you. I think they're just waiting on your decision. They're waiting on your decision, and then spirit will help it all fall into place for you. Okay?
Awesome. Yay.
Well, so you're going to have to,
well, thank you.
You're going to have to call and update us when you've got your new place and everything
yes.
all set up. We'd love to hear about it, okay? Well,
awesome.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank
we'll talk
you so
to
much.
You again, okay? All right.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Good luck. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. 917, you're next. 917, you're live with Diana on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello, thank you so much. This is Karen from New York.
Sorry, was that Karen from New York?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Karen, how are you? And do you have a question, or do you want me just to get a message for you?
Yeah, I just have a message. Anyone around, give guidance for me. I have so much going on these days, so anything that would help me in, with all my problems and moving forward.
I can tell they want to do a little bit of an energy healing. Are you okay for that?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So I need you in your solar plexus, so right above your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And just focus on that place. And anyone else who needs this can also, it's just like a little pick-me-up when life gets you down. It's that kind of a healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see our solar plexus as a power place, a place of connection to God, a place of really knowing who we are, and just let that shine. Let's feel the energy of allowing ourselves to shine. And many people are not okay with letting themselves shine.
So just practice it. It is not ego. It is not too bold. It's just knowing that you're a really good person, a good soul, and that you're here doing good work. And just allowing that light from your solar plexus just to shine beyond yourself. Let other people feel you, sense you, and know. Allow that light that connects you to the place in the universe to be seen for miles. Let that light shine, that connection to God, to spirit, the universe, and just allow it to be. When you allow this to happen, you don't have to take on so much energy, so much denseness when this is on. And yes, people will notice you, but they will notice you in a good way. They will notice your light. They're going to notice your leadership when you're in this role. So living by example and just allowing that light. So you have that light in your solar plexus, in your soul, the top of your head, that connection to source. Just allowing that to be as bright as necessary to move any energy that's been making you feel sluggish, moving it out of the way, reestablishing a very strong connection to source, even though there's fears and doubts happening now, and just allow that to connect. And you may feel yourself go up higher. We're going to go up higher like you're floating. And allow your angels, your loved ones on the other side, God, all of the ascended masters, whoever it is that you feel that divine love from, let them come around you now. And when you feel this, it's one of those happy days for me. I call it like angel bathing. Where after everything's been really hard and, you know, you've done good work and you sit down and all of a sudden you just feel them around you. And they're telling you, thank you for doing your work. Thank you for being brave and going forward. And they just are around you. And you just get to bask in that beautiful energy. And anytime that happens, you just take advantage of that time and just soak it in. That connection to all of that good energy will keep you going. It's just something that we do while we're here on Earth, where we feel some suffering and disconnect. But when we keep pushing through, we keep walking straight on our path. These are the rewards that come in. And just be in that place of being thankful and feel it and thank them for helping you. Tell them it's okay to help you on mundane tasks if it seems like you need help, and, you know, and just allowing them in as much as they can help you. So how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels beautiful. And I'm just thinking, how can I keep this up or get it back on those times?
You can just remember what it's like, and usually it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happens, I would stop everything you're doing if you're in a position to do that. They usually come around when you can take a break like that and just sit with them. And some of you will feel this when you go out in nature. I have some very magical people that I connect with, and I've done some of their phone sessions, and they've been out in the forest preserve. And you could feel the energy of their connection there, and all of a sudden there's birds there talking to them, and I can feel its spirit, and it's very interactive. And for people that enjoy that outdoor place, that's a really good place to connect with spirit, because they have ways of interacting with you there, you know, through the animals and the wildlife. Some people even have plants that will wave at them when they are out, you know, and they can feel that movement of all of that spirit outside, you know. But if you're inside, they still can be there with you. It's just some people like to have an interaction. And the little birds will do such neat things. It's just a lot of fun. So I would try some new things like that if you haven't been doing that. And you can always play this back, too.
it's another way for you to do it, because she has these on the archives. So you could just play this part back, maybe this part of the meditation, and see if that gets you plugged back in, because you do let yourself get a little overwhelmed, which a lot of people do, and you just allow spirit to pick you back up. I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That was wonderful, and that I can go back to it too. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I'm going to go on to the next caller because Spirit's on me, but please call back again and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. In touch. And those archives are at newsforthesoul.com. And let's see. Oh, my God. That's so many callers, Diana. Let's go to the next one. Just going in linear order today. 708, you're next. You're up. You're live. What's your first name? And where are you calling in from? 708. I think 708 is in traffic.
That might be my husband.
he's like my
cheerleader.
All right, well, you got two honks. There you go. 630, there's a bunch of you. One of you is now live. 630, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Yellow.
Hello.
Are you there? Okay, let's go to another 630. This is fun. All right, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? You should actually hear something that says unmuted. That gives you a hint that you are on the air. I hope something hasn't gone horribly wrong with their lines, Diana. Let's try a different locale. 608. 608, you're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Tina from Madison.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Diana.
Did you have,
hi there.
Do you have, is this Tina that I know?
Yes.
Hi. A long time, I haven't talked to you, huh? Did you have a question? Or is there something you want to talk about?
I was curious about twin flames. And I was wondering if you could clarify kind of what a twin flame is.
Okay, so if you had the perfect match for your own self, of the perfect partner to work these, they told me we work a lot of planets. So these people that you come and you work the planet with, it's your partner, it's the closest that you can get, you know, the closest. There's nobody else you get closer to other than God and your own self. I'm having them help me explain it a little bit, but just the soul that was made for your soul, and some people have more than one of those, and if those two are together in lifetimes, both in physical, they're very, very strong together. And one of the things that they're telling me to bring up right now is about let's say the opposition of love, that energy, if you believe in it in whatever way you believe, would want to keep the twin flames apart. So all they have to do is play on people's insecurities and triggers. And if you really don't want to be hurt, then the two of you would never be together. It's like a best friend. I'm trying to think of it in words that would work, where you can sit in a room with them and you don't even have to talk or amuse each other. You're just almost like together, you recharge together, and it's just calm and it's love. It's more love than I've ever felt in my life. And I had to spend some time, because I had abuse in my childhood and a lot of different things that, you know, made it hard to trust love. And it took me a while and a lot of work and forgiveness, but God showed me how to feel love better than I was feeling before. Because I mean, I was with my husband, and he's amazing, but there were things that were still triggering me that I had to learn about. You know, like it's just part of this where you have to, you know, I asked God, I said, am I fully feeling how much he loves me? And God said, no. I'm like, oh my goodness, well, how do you do that? And I would just allow my time. I would sit with Source, I'd sit with God and just say, okay, I'm ready to do this today. Let me feel how much he loves me. And then I would feel it, and I would be sobbing. And then, so that was enough. And then we'd come back to it, and we would keep stretching it out till I could fully feel it. I'm at the point where I can fully feel it. And you would think that that's all the love that there is, but it's not. Because the closer you get with that twin flame, there are levels of love that I would never think are possible. I thought it was a big deal that I felt how much love there was, but you keep growing together. And even when one goes in the spirit or when both go in the spirit, they continue to grow together. But there are sometimes blockages that can keep them apart. So there's a child. I think I didn't get to explain all about the child. I've been doing sessions with twin flames, and in that last lilac class that I had, they were doing a very, very accelerated course, so there was a lot of self-healing that had to happen, but I had to push myself beyond where I know, and that's when I saw there's an actual twin flame consciousness. We started seeing children, and we had to help a child part of ourselves, but we've already healed the subconscious mind inner child, but this was a child that connected with that twin flame consciousness. And I'm still learning about that, but it has its own awareness that I really didn't know about. So it changes the whole way I see twin flame consciousness, and I'm sure I'm going to keep getting layers. I do feel like you have one. Did you want to, like, do you feel it right now on the right side of your heart chakra?
I've been wondering if I have one, yes. I'm thinking I might.
But what the blockage is there, because I recognize that energy, it's guilt. but this kind of guilt, I don't think it's from this life. I think it's from before there was even Earth. And then that was one of those things that they've been talking to me and saying, we go to these different planets and we work the planets. So, you know, whatever they need to pick up consciousness, whatever, raise awareness, prepare a place to move to, whatever it is, we go as souls, and we've been going for a very long time. But this place that we would be clearing with the child is something that happened before Earth.
So primordial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you breathe into that tight place in your chest and just see where it takes you? There you go. So whatever... Did you get something?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, I mean, I get like the primordial, and I get like before almost the beginning of time, but I don't get the guilty piece.
Okay. So because we couldn't possibly do all of that now, but you and I can always talk about it next week, right? you know, the detail part of it, but can you do the part now? Where can you see the child? It may not be your child that you're healing. It may be your twin flames. That's the thing. It's a very new place to me. So, I mean, just like everything else, I get guided. I don't know exactly what it all means yet, but I got to get close enough so we can adjust it.
Wow. Okay.
So that you have guilt in this other time. If you breathe into it, you might feel it.
It makes my head hot, my third eye and my crown very hot.
Okay. So we'll keep going. And what's amazing is I'm seeing a lot of people with, you know, where we're having to clear past lives that come before Earth. And, you know, there's stars and all of these things that people, a soul
can be in a star. Do you know what I mean? Like the earth has a soul. Well, the stars have souls, the constellations, and beyond that. So it's just more awareness, more healing. And I kind of feel like you're going into a place that feels like, you know, like planets or stars. I'm just not sure where you're going yet. We'll go keep going in. And they say you can see something now or you sense something.
They're right. It's hard to explain. Sort of like an entity floating in stars, sort of, among the stars.
So is it an entity that's positive for your energy field or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is that the child?
Well, it may.
I've never had one look like that before, but I am open.
It was more of like a teenager-y kind of young adult.
Right. That's the strange thing about this. It's what's different. They were seeing a little bit older child, you know, and usually we see one that's, you know, under eight, but a lot of them had been like 10, 12 years old, you know, about
more,
that look to them.
Right, but maybe more of a like a child mentality, you know, younger in the spirit somehow.
So is that energy coming closer to you where you're supposed to connect or what's happening?
I guess it's kind of right there sitting, standing in my, I want to say in my third eye, but it's hanging out there. It's not going away. I want
so
to
can you stretch out your hands? Bring them in closer. Are you able to either hold hands or hug? They said just help him up.
Okay.
I don't know what that means in your world, but if you let it just happen, it'll just happen.
Okay.
And you may feel a little of this after you hang up, just because now you've opened a can of worms, right? But you can connect with me. You know how to. And what I would do is I would meditate on the past life. And
okay.
If there's a little piece that you need to bring with you so that you have that, I feel like there is, you'll just meditate and see what you need to and move on. Now, I have a little trick for seeing truth. So Paramahansa Yogananda, if I look in his eyes, he forces me into truth deeper than I'm comfortable with, and that helps. But, you know, it might be Jesus for you, but just they can help you if you feel like you're floating right above the thing because you're a little resistant to see it or you're hesitant to see what it is. They'll help you gently go in it so you can identify it, get what you need, and then move on. And
okay.
this is one thing that was blocking in that twin flame consciousness, and it's beyond what I understand at this point because it's
okay.
New. It's just because I stretch out to that new area every time I'm in a session, and it's just new. And when I start seeing patterns, I understand it more. But
sure.
But I don't feel the guilt. I don't feel the guilt anymore. At least that has been changed. But
do you think the guilt was me, or was it?
It's you, but it's in a it's in a past life.
Okay.
A really deep past life where if you meditate into it, it may feel a little heavy. For maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but if you keep breathing into the heaviness, you'll get to see what it is. It's just going to be there's a part of you that's not sure you want to see it again. I don't think it's anything that you can't recover from. You know, it's just, it's a mindset, a mentality that's still left behind. So that's why they need you just to go there and release. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And I will talk to you soon, and thank you for calling, Tina.
Thank you, Diana. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have, oh my gosh, we are 2 minutes to the top, actually. So apologies to all the other callers. Diana is back in 2 weeks' time and just call in earlier. Well, that might help. In the meantime, what's the most important takeaway for today, Diana?
Just belief that you matter. A belief that you matter. That you're here, we need you here, and that you matter. That's what they're saying. And try and be open to the new ways and the new energy that's around, because it's going to allow you to see what's next. And you have to kind of toughen up a little bit and be in it, and it will guide you right to where you want to go. But, yes. So thank you for having me today, Nicole.
Always a great pleasure. Anything you want to do for shameless self-promotion before you run off?
You know I don't do that well. But DianaKushenbach.com or my Facebook page and say hi. That would be great. And thanks for having me here today. You take care, all right?
You too. All right. And Diana is always up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.